Lovers, welcome to an amazing day here at Clearwater, Croton Point Park. I'm John Platt from WFUV. We are here in force today. Team FUV is broadcasting live. You hopefully know that. If you obviously are here, you're not hearing it, but you might want to tweet to your friends or post on Facebook. They can go to 90.7 FM or WFUV.org and catch all the performances from now through the end of the day from the Rainbow Stage here, and tomorrow starting at noon. So this is the first for us, and we are really, really excited. And I think that the weather gods are blessing us today. Am I right? Make sure you have sunscreen. Dar Williams knows a thing or two about the time of gods. That's her latest album. You're supposed to acknowledge that. And it's totally appropriate that Dar be here this year as Clearwater is honoring Pete and Toshi Seeger. For one thing, she had a song on that album called Storm King, which was in his honor. And Dar grew up maybe 20 minutes from here in Chappaqua, and now she lives up the river just a little bit in Beacon, which is where Pete and Toshi made their home for more than 60 years. And like Pete and Toshi, she didn't just live there. She doesn't just live there. She's really involved in the community. And like Pete and Toshi, she's been an activist for environmental causes and, in fact, was on the board of Clearwater for a number of years. So I can't think of anybody better to be here as we're honoring Pete and Toshi, except a woman who has been a friend of FUV. I'm happy to say a friend of mine, as well as a friend of the planet. Please welcome Dar Williams.
Turned to Amber and said, "Is it true that you're a witch?" His mom jumped up and said, "The pies are burning," and she hit the kitchen, and it was Jane who spoke. She said, "It's true, your cousin's not a Christian, but we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share, and you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere." So the Christians and the pagans sit together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. And where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning, 'cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. Amber tried to do the dishes. Her aunt said, "Really, no, don't bother." Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like Tim and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, "It's Christmas and your daughter's here." He thought of father's sons and brothers, saw his own son tuck his sleeve, saying, "Can I be a pagan?" Dad said, "We'll discuss it when they leave." So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning new ways from the old. old and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
Thank you. As I was singing that, I was thinking about a whole bunch of hippies I know and how they've done such a great job. Really, really finding ways to build bridges all around them. And you have to find this story that was sent to me about Joan Baez going out recently and facing a line of men in Idaho with posters about her role in the Vietnam War. They were very anti-Joan. So Joan went up and hung out with them and talked with them about that whole thing. And then she brought her lovely friend Jim, who I know, over to talk about his experience in the war. And they talked for a while and things kind of shifted. And by the end of this, the men were asking Joan to sign their posters. So there's always something to learn from Joan Baez. That's really what I have learned. I want to dedicate this next song to another great hippie in my life. Somebody I thought was very underrepresented. There's Mother Jones, there's all sorts of wonderful women who have been celebrated Sojourner Truth in songs, but there's that one cosmic link that introduces you to that whole world. And in my case, that was the babysitter. Tonight was just great. She taught us the sign for peace. Now she's made us some popcorn, we've turned out the lights and we're watching movies. I don't understand, and she tries to explain how the spaceship is riding through somebody's brain and there's blood and guts and... She's the best one we've ever had. She sits on her hair and she's tall as my dad. And she tied on my shirt and she pierced her own ear. And it's peace, man, cool, yeah. The babysitter's here. Her boyfriend is Tom, but we call him the king of romance. He wears an American flag on the butt of his ripped up pants. And will they get married with kids of their own? He says, not if she's going to college, we won't. And he kisses her. Oh, someday I'll have a boyfriend just like that. She's the best one that we've ever had. She sits on her hair and she's tall as my dad. And she got mad at dinner when Tom drank a beer. But peace, man, cool. Hey, the babysitter's here. And we all went to see her go dance at the high school. We made her a big card and she told us that she'd be the unicorn wearing the pink leotard. And there she was sleeping up just like she said, with a sparkling horn coming out of her head. And she's whoa, whoa. I can't wait to give her the card. I can't wait to give her the card. She's the best one. Okay, so the play was called The Unicorn, and she was the unicorn, so that means that the star was my babysitter. Thank you all very much, okay. but it's Saturday night. I can't sleep, I'm watching the news. She says, do me a favor, don't go with a guy who would make you choose. And I don't understand, and she tries to explain. And all that mascara runs down in her pain, cause she's leaving me. Oh. You're the best one that we've ever had. You sit on your hair and you're tall as my dad. And I'll make you a picture of college next year. So hush now. Peace now. The babysitter's here. The best babysitter's here.
Thank you. This is a this is from the In the Time of God's album, and it was supposed to be, you know, in Greek mythology they're gods of war and wisdom and music and wine and dolphins also. I thought, okay, well, I think there's got to be some sort of warrior goddess of children. And so I wrote this whole song in that voice, and then I found out the goddess I thought that was hates children. So I was sort of stuck, and luckily went to the Michigan Women's Music Festival, so clothing optional women's festival, and was told that there is this goddess who kind of connects things, people to people, and people to the ground, and people to time, and, you know, keeps us in that awareness. I thought, oh, thank goodness. So that's who, so Themis, thank you, goddess of that stuff. This is called I Am the One Who Will Remember Everything, and I want to dedicate this to all the children who've been recently displaced in Syria and now in Iraq. Here we go.
He must be three or four, shaken out of a boot on his way back to war. And he's not looking for a father or a mother, just a seven-year-old brother on this smudge-lined border camp of refugees. I am the one who will remember everything. I am the one who will remember everything. Five or six, just running around, hungry kids sharpen sticks. And they will grow with pain and fear and jealousy, taken in by schools of zealotry who train orphans to make orphans evermore. I am the one who will remember everything. I am the one who will remember everything. I am the one who You ride the noise, and you say it's necessary to forget the ordinary. But I say, on the wheel of time, it's
scoutier than find the orphans of forgetting. All the orphans of forgetting. Give them stars for math and praise for good play. Here's a band-aid, happy birthday. Yes, of course I did remember. I remember everything. Oh, come over here, kid, we've got all these books to read. We're the turtles and frogs, cats and dogs, who civilized the centuries. And in anywhere that's angry, cruel, and furious, there's this monkey who's just curious, riding high above the park with bright balloons. I am the one who will remember everything. I am the one who will remember everything. I am the one who will remember everything. I am the one who will remember everything, everything.
This was so much fun this morning. How many of you were here for the opening concerts? For the family band. It was great to sing Rambling Boy with Tom Paxton. Actually, I was on stage with Tom and Tom Chapin once, and at the end of our set, Tom Chapin said, "Hey kids, let's bring it on the road." And I wish we had. That would have been great. Never would have gotten them mixed up. Just called them Tom. But I've known these folks for, 20 years now, a lot of them, and it's a great way to live your life, seeing people in places like this and talking about what it's really about, and also which airports you should avoid. but David told me something that Theodore Bickel said. He said, musicians don't die, they just go on tour. And I see people, and then I don't see them, and it's always magical when I do, and I'm always grateful. But that said, it was so nice to meet my husband, who come home to a place to, the smell of tomato sauce instead of opening up the refrigerator and screaming. That's kind of what I have now. I get to collect all these great stories, and then I bring them home to all the stuff that's growing in the garden. It's amazing how they don't die when you're home. They die when you leave gardens. And so there's just a lot of home I have that I'm not sure I ever thought I would have or perhaps even deserve. This is called I Have Been Around the World.
Will you make my coffee? And it's only 3 a.m. But soon I'm going far away. Time is almost up. I hold my coffee cup. We sit with nothing left to say. And I know that soon I will be touching down in a shining city or a mountain town. I have been around the world, but all that I can see are these moments that we have. You're all the world to me. Well, there's always laughter and the parties after and a fun farewell before I go. Leaving town, the wind of praise, they flash like movie frames, the last seen in a picture show. But I know that I am not alone, and you are the one that I can tell my stories to. I have been around the world, sometimes I think I've lost my way, but there is no way this can be true. Cause when I'm walking through the door, I look for you. You're all I'm looking for. It's truer now than it's ever been. I'm the lucky one that love is taking in. I have been around the world from sea to shining sea. I wish that you were here. You're all the world to me. I have been around the world from sea to shining sea. And now I'm heading home. You're all the world to me.
Thank you. I hear some instruments being played backstage. I believe they are in the key of my daughter. And I just want you to know that's okay. That's fine with me. So hearing some found object percussion back there, and that totally works for me. I came up through that rough coffee house scene, so I've seen it all. Can we just acknowledge that in this volunteer coffee house world, the coffee has gotten so much better than it used to be? I noticed. And it's also so nice that a lot of places are thriving. A lot of places like Godfrey Daniels and all the clubs around. And then there are more of them. And there are a lot of suburban places where people say, you know, I'm a neurosurgeon. I can run a sound system. And that's really not true, but someone takes over that sound system, usually their child, and does a beautiful job. And so it's so nice to see all these landscapes with these wonderful repurposed spaces springing up with, and a lot of great people I get to meet from town to town. So thank you, neurosurgeons and their children. This is a bunch of lovely friends of mine are here. My friend Ivy's here, and Ivy, whenever I, kids love the rockers, and you know they request these songs, and I think you know, this. Well, no, it's not that rocker, but thanks for calling that a rocker. Usually it's some sort of rock song about drug addicts, and they're like, oh no, I love that, this one doesn't have to do with drug addicts. It's just science experiments gone awry at Yale University in the early 60s. That's all. So this is for Ivy, and I wrote this song to remind myself to always know to be vigilant about my own behavior. It's really so easy for me to judge others, but then every day I wake up and have to live with my own choices. So thank you, Stanley Milgram, for this test that they decided was stunningly unethical. This is called Buzzer. Here we go.
Sitting with the number 8 platter at the restaurant, 420 enough for almost anything I want. Add it up, it's cheaper than the stuff I make myself. I get by, I never needed anybody's help. And I told her mad, and they told me that I would press the buzzer. They pressed the buzzer at the graduate lab. They were doing some tests. They pressed the buzzer. I pressed the buzzer. Ride the circle off of the head, spiral into the driveway and the maze of old prefabs. They'll be waiting at the everybody makes it through the daily drill. Paint the nails, walk a dog, pay every bill. Feeling sorry for this guy that I pressed a shot. He gets the answers wrong. I have to up the lines, and he begged me to stop, but they told me to go. I pressed the buzzer, I pressed the buzzer. So get out of my head, just give me my line. I pressed the buzzer, I pressed the buzzer. Ride a circle off of the head, spiral into the driveway, and the maze of all they'll be waiting at the lake. to the lab to discuss the test. I put my earrings on, found my heels for a dress. Right away I knew it was like a failed quiz. The man said, do you know what a fascist is? Said yes, when you do things you're not proud of, but you're scraping by taking orders from above. Get it now, I'm the face, I'm the cause of war. We don't have to blame what could have been anymore. But I knew it was wrong, I played it just like a game. I pressed the buzzer. This is 70 bucks, now everything's changed. I pressed the buzzer, I pressed the buzzer. But tell me where you stopped, would you do this again? I pressed the buzzer. And tell me who made your clothes, was it children or men? I pressed the buzzer. Not the circle of the bottom, spiral into the driveway, and the maze of all prefabs, they'll be waiting.
This is one that I like to play here. How many of you got here and just made sure you got a little glimpse of the river before you settled in?
If we're lucky, we feel our lives, knowing the next scene arrives. So often we start in the middle and work our way out. Go to some gray sky diner for eggs and toast, the New York Times or the New York Post. Then we take a ride through the valley of the shadow of doubt. But even for us New Yorkers, there's a time in every day. The river takes our breath away. We thought we did it on our own. The river roads collect the tolls for the passage of our souls through silent silver woods, green flowers and snow. And past the George Washington Bridge, and from the trails of Breakneck Ridge, the river's ancient path is sacred and slow. And as it swings through our land, it's every shade of blue, into the city of the new, brand new. If you're lucky, you find something that reflects you, helps you feel your life, connects you, cradles you, and connects you to everything. This whole life I remember has that back onto itself, never turn me into someone else. We did it all.
This is another kind of Hudson River song.
Jeff Haynes did a project with Pete Seeger. He collected Pete's stories, and really, he's an excellent producer, and Pete's voice was, his speaking voice was mellifluous. It was such a wonderful thing to hear all these songs and, you know, all the stories that he told before songs being captured. And it was so loose, you know. Jeff said, just write something, you know, that kind of surrounds the song. It was supposed to surround a story about Joni Mitchell. And so I thought, okay, clouds, precipitation. I write a lot of songs about precipitation. And so I will do that. So I headed home thinking about that, and suddenly there was Storm King Mountain to my right. And then I realized there was the Hudson River next to Storm King, and the Hudson River holds so much collective memory. And then there's this other mountain, and that's where Pete lived. And I knew how much he loved that mountain, and but I thought he actually was very much like that mountain at a certain point. He was such a gentle witness to the, to all of us down below in the Hudson Valley. He was always wishing us well, and I'm hearing so much in these songs today about the hope that he had. This, you know, first half of the song would say, we're really screwed, and then the second half would say, but there's so many reasons not to give up, and this is what I really loved about Pete. He'd always mention that he thought we were on the right track. And so do I, and I think that's the gift that he gave to me and to so many people in my generation and all generations. This is called Storm King.
The clouds will form a crown circling the rocky mountaintop, telling us the rain is coming soon as we sail the river up and down. The Storm King has borne the seasons all, borne them upon his brow. He guides the watchful boats below. I am the Storm King now. He is bemused, sometimes delighted. He sees the trains, the hikers on the hill. In our progress and our industry, may we grow better still. The Storm King has seen us from above, high up upon the starboard bow. He knows the turning of the years. I am the Storm King now. The Storm King has borne the seasons all, worn them upon his brow. He guides the watchful boats below. I am the Storm King now. I am the Storm King
now. Is another quiet one.
Wow. Is that the girl you want?
Oh.
Okay. What the girl you
want? I'm just seeing all these kids today that they're just having a pretty darn good life this weekend. So I know a lot of people are finishing up their school years and bringing in construction paper charts of how much they've grown, and you know, showing handwriting from the beginning to end of the year, and you think, oh my goodness, all those little everydays and packing lunches and all that stuff actually added up to this mind expanding and the world getting a little bit more attainable to them, and also bigger and in the best way. And there's so many great people here, a lot of great parents, a lot of great social workers, a lot of great therapists. I know the Clearwater audience. And a lot of great grandparents and aunts and uncles and teachers. And I want to say thank you to all the teachers who are trying to fit. My son with the Common Core, his teacher got these dry erase pens and she let the kids write equations on the desks themselves, you know, and she just tried to figure out all this, these ways to make all this stuff more interesting. And I said to my son, well, you are learning a lot. And he said, yeah, Mom, but at what cost? So we are all trying to make all of these mimeograph sheets or whatever they call them now, you know, interesting. And it's working. And I'm so, so grateful to the people who are putting in that extra time. So this is called The One Who Knows. I also want to dedicate this to my friend Luke, who I also saw here. Where are you? He lives in a magical place called Providence, Rhode Island. Yes. He's got an awesome farmer's market, got a great school, and also incredible parents. So it's called The One Who Knows.
Time it was I had a dream, and you're the dream come true. And if I had the world to give, I'd give it all to you. I'll take you to the mountains, I will take you to the sea. I'll show you how this life came a miracle to me. You'll fly away, but take my hand until that day. So when they ask how far love goes, when my job's done, you'll be the one who knows. Treasure most will be the hardest one. I will watch you struggle on before the answers come, but I won't make it harder. I'll be there to cheer you on. I'll shine the light that guides you down the road you're walking on. You'll fly away, but take my hand until that day. So when they ask how far love goes, when my job's done, you'll be the one who knows. Before the mountains call to you, before you leave this home, I want to teach your heart to trust, as I will teach my own. But sometimes I will ask the moon where it shines upon you last, and shake my head and say it all went by so fast. You'll fly away, but take my hand until that day. So when they ask how far love goes, when my job's done, you'll be the one who knows. Thank you.
Richards isn't here, is she? How many people here know Linda Richards?
I'm just saying. I came and sang for Camp Manitoga, and I did the song All God's Critters Got a Place in the Choir by Belle Staines. And she said, well, do you know the hand gestures? And I said, no, you know, some folks clap their hands or paws or anything you got. And so she said, the hands, paws, you know, and she said, do you know the expanded version? So it went hands, paws, tentacles, fins, and she had a different, you know, there's a tentacles, and so she's a magical translator of songs for children, and she works at Clearwater. And I'm so happy to know so many of the people who work at Clearwater. They are really great translators of the river and of boats and nature and song for kids. So long may they be as strong as they have been growing in the last few decades. Pete was a great song leader, and I'm learning. I taught a course called Music Movements in a Capitalist Democracy a couple years ago, and one of the things I learned as I was teaching it is that people, before they entered, before they got to the streets, before they started marching, they were singing together. You know, in Greenwich Village, you stuck on your, you know, your pants, your sandals, your, you know, shirt in the morning, and your banjo, because, you know, maybe the line at the bagel shop was going to be long, and so you didn't need that banjo. You didn't have an iPhone, apparently, and in Greenwich Village. So these folks had this encyclopedia of song and collaboration, and I realized how important that was, and the civil rights movement had that incredible, incredible power of song behind them. So we'll work on it today here a little bit with this song. It was inspired by an evocative landscape that I had never seen before, and I just loved looking over these incredible hills, little silo there, some more hills, another silo, and it was. You know, not what they told me the Midwest would be, and this is called Iowa. So you all ready? Because if this audience isn't ready, I hate to say it, but all is lost.
I've never had a way with the women, but the hills of Iowa make me wish that I could. And I've never found a way to say I love you, but if the chance came by, oh, I would. But way back where I come from, we never mean to bother. We don't like to make our fashions other people's concern. And we walk in the world of safe people, and at night we walk into our houses and burn. How
I will. shoulder of your driveway, and the words I've never felt. So for you, I came this far across tracks, 10 miles above the limit, and with no seatbelt. Can I do it again? For tonight, I'll run through the screen doors of discretion. For I woke up from a nightmare that I could not stand to see. You were wandering out on the hills of Iowa, and you were not thinking of me.
Social function has been. A lot of kids were learning guitar in the mid-90s. They had these wonderful people that they could learn from. There was Ani DeFranco, there was Patty Larkin, there's Emily Salieres, Amy Ray, some really great guitar players. And these kids got guitars in their hands, and they opened up the songbooks, and they freaked out because they only had 3 months until they were going to go to summer camp and blow everybody away and, you know, get that one girl. All these little boys and girls who just wanted to get that one girl. And so they didn't quite know what to do, and then they ran across their mom's record collection. And sure enough, they would arrive at their summer camps, their progressive summer camps. And they'd say, look, I've learned a lot of music. I've been playing guitar for a while now. But I just chose to sing this one song by Dar Williams, and it happens to have 4 chords. But it speaks to the authenticity of a woman's body, and I really believe in that, kind of gilding the lily. So there have been some kids at my concerts that I've seen, and I believe that perhaps they are the result of very successful campfire situations. So you're welcome. So let us raise up our voices for Young Love. A big supporter of romance was Pete Seeger, the romance that he had with Toshi. And the two of them were very supportive. They had a lot of young kids coming up through their property, and they would just make them pancakes, send them on their way, and years later the kids would show back up again with their kids. So that's a beautiful thing. Let's raise up our voices. Here we go. I will. That's another thing that will get you a date, because it shows a visceral sense of rhythm. So, 2, 4. Oh yeah, all right. As we say in the music biz, I'm feeling you. Funkier than it's been before, and I was all right. Wow, I don't know what to do with myself now. Perhaps this song. So I thought I would have a little activist moment, and I was trying to decide between monarch butterflies and one of the booths that my friend is at, and You can Google how to grow milkweed seed, because monarch butterflies need milkweed seed. And I was so happy to see all the milkweed flowers as I was coming in today. So I'm very happy for Croton. But apparently, if we want to keep the monarchs from being endangered or perhaps extinct, we need to grow milkweed everywhere we go, and it involves putting it in a jar with sand and putting it in your freezer and then explaining to your parents what that is and then planting it. But I'm going to get the kids on this one. I think the kids have got to save the planet on this one, so I'm very excited to start that movement. But I also want to tell you that my friend James Hartford is over. He's at a booth. There's this thing called Passive House, which sounds so boring. I have to say, it's not a good name, because it sounds very passive, or perhaps, as some of us have learned, passive aggressive. But it's a house that's its own heating system, because it's just got really efficient walls and insulation, and basically it's about building a house or retrofitting a house so that the building is the envelope, and then you don't need a boiler, and you don't need air conditioning, and you can heat it with 5 minutes with a hairdryer. That's a big YouTube favorite. So if you want to go visit him, I've met a lot of people over the last 20 years. They're dreamers, and they do things like starting the next pioneering wave of technology and conservation and efficiency. And that actually does sound a little boring, but it is a world of difference, because everybody watches them and everybody laughs, and then everybody follows suit. So I thank you for that, for being the leaders. I have come to learn that that is true. And I've also come to learn that along with the great rainbow of skin colors, there has also been a great spectrum of genders. And that has come so far. And that is a world that this crowd has certainly helped to build to where we are today. And I want to thank my parents for letting me be the whole spectrum of genders. I had a very unisex haircut, but I also insisted on getting a shirt that said Foxy Lady in 1976. But I also like to climb a lot of different kinds of trees and even fall from them. And they supported me every inch of the way, including to this moment when I became a folk singer, which is not easy for some parents to support. My parents are here. They're over there. Oh, there they are. I also want to thank WFUV. I ran into Rita. And I thanked Rita because they've played such an incredible world of musicians who are all here this weekend. I'm going to come out and say hello after my concert, so I'd like to catch up with some of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is my home. Thank you. So many ways. Thank you. Thank you.